Welcome to Maximum Geek. I'm Jeff Kervin.
And I'm Josh Curry, and we have a couple of guests with us this evening.
I'm Mike
Thompson, I just caught a nap
otherwise known
as
Strider. Under... Hello?
Shut up, Jeff.
I'm wow. to some guy.
New record! Woo! Woo! You're off topic record!
Hi. I just wandered in. I just need to use the bathroom, actually, fellas. If you could just hand me that key up on the back wall there, I'd be all right.
And I'll congrats to you.
And, this is going to be a nightmare.
For those that didn't hear that, that's Mike Thompson, also known as Strider from One Source, and Alan Gracia, who's Alan G on One Source, and Solo, and Bright Hand, and he's just everywhere. Also, the Tech Talk Network podcast.
Yes. And we're trying a horrible experiment, and we'll see how this works out. First of all, in the news, I'm sure anyone who listens to this podcast already knows, but Mac is switching to Intel. That's right. Mac is switching to Intel. For in-depth coverage, check out tibariru.com. And in movie news, Batman is coming. That's right. Next week, Batman Begins.
Ew. Oh, wait.
No, not Begins Coming, just Begins. Batman Begins.
Look for new Batman cleanup wipes available at a store near you.
Hey, can you pause it for a second? I have to take this call.
No, I can't pause it. We'll keep going in your absence. Okay.
The part of Josh
Batman
will be
Begins
played by Lance Dubois.
Batman Begins opens on the 19th. It is one of the summer's most eagerly anticipated movies, at least among those of us in the geek set. Now, I've been a Batman fan since I was about like 11, 12 inches tall. So, where do you guys stand on this?
Oh, it's going to totally rock. I'm all over this. I'm ready to go.
Anything that takes Batman in a different direction than it's been is fine with me.
Oh, yeah. A couple things I'm really excited about on this one. First off, the screenplay is written by David Goyer, who is a huge comics geek. As far as continuity goes, the biggest questions they were the most outlandish stuff they wanted to do from DC's perspective with the character was things like, can we have the bat emblem on his chest without the yellow oval? Is that okay?
I like the nipples. I miss the bat nipples.
There will be no nipples on the bat suit. There will be nipples on Katie Holmes. Man, I'm just in a blue mood this evening.
Only because of your balls, anyway. No, blue balls.
Blue okay, balls! This podcast just picked up a PG-13 rating now.
Dude, I'm going for X! Wait, no, we're not.
All right,
never mind. Sorry.
So basically, this is going to be Batman Begins.
Max Geek. It's going to be the second lost episode of Max Geek.
Yeah, you just said that. Yeah, why are you repeating yourself?
I just said that. Oh.
To me, this is going to be as big a movie for the summer as Revenge of the Sith. That's how excited I am about this. I can't wait.
I'd almost have to agree. It's not quite on the same level as Sith with me, but it's a huge deal. I've been waiting for him. And there have been talks about another Batman movie for so long. I'm just excited that they're doing it. I'm excited with the people that are doing it. I'll be there. I'm hoping that's one of my Father's Day presents. Also, woo-hoo! In related news, Batman Begins, Christian Bale and Gary Oldman have signed on to do a sequel. No one else has yet. Goyer
Batman
is questionable.
Continues?
Anyway... shut up. Goyer's questionable, and Nolan just hasn't said anything yet. I don't know, I think he's kind of waiting to see how it's received, and it's a taxing kind of film to make. I mean, it's definitely a lot of pressure to make a Batman or Superman movie. Which leads me to one last piece of news, and I don't think I covered this last week. X-Men 3 now has a director. Brett Ratner will be taking over the directing chores. Which is interesting, because not too long ago, he was one of the first directors they announced who was developing the Superman movie, which is where Bryan Singer has gone from X3.
After leaving X3.
Yeah. And originally, Brett Ratner was slated to direct the original X-Men movie until they found Singer. So, very interesting. I like Brett Ratner. I think he's got a lot of, I think he can handle it. He can handle the action. I think it'll be good. I'm worried about the script, but we'll see. Zach Penn is writing it, and he did some of the final rewrites on X2, so. Alright. Now for our main topic. 80s pop culture. Mainly, we're going to talk about cartoons, because basically, all geeks love cartoons, right, guys? Am I right?
Sure. Well, and back in the 80s, that's what we watched.
I never watched cartoons.
That's right.
I was sitting next to the phone line waiting
for
the
I never watched cartoons. I watched cartoons. You were, really? Did it call
Internet?
You? What did it have to say?
It said, get on a BBS. You'll be good there till then.
Yeah, BBSs. I used to do some BBS stuff back in the day of my 1200 baud modem. All right, 1200 baud. Mm.
Yay, AppleCast.
Yeah, that was a lot faster than that was a lot faster than the 300 baud acoustic couplers.
Yeah,
sweet.
I had me a 1200 baud modem on my Commodore 64, baby.
I had one on my TI-99.
That is completely off topic.
It comes to this.
Oh, come on,
I
Mike.
I had an Atari 800 XL that was coal-powered, and I lived in the woods at the time.
Hey, I had an Atari 600 XL. That was my first computer that could actually do stuff other than games. Atari 600 XL.
While I'm thinking about it, you still have a Sega Genesis in my trunk. I should have given it to you when I was out in Wichita.
Why didn't you? Well, yeah, hey, I'd forgotten all about that.
Yeah.
I am working on my old video game system collection, so if anybody has a video game system they want to give to me, I would be more than happy to accept it.
Hey Josh, I have a Genesis, I'll sell you.
I got SNES
for free?
Here, I think.
Excellent.
Oh, sell you.
I don't have any money. Sell is the wrong word for me right now.
Oh,
once I
got
I have
a Game
money,
Boy
I'll
Color,
be more than happy to buy.
That would be, that's better for you. I think.
Ah. Okay. Totally off topic. We didn't need... I just mentioned cartoons. And we were derailed. Anyway, cartoons. 80s cartoons. First I want to talk about one that I may be the only one who knows anything about. Mask. I love
I've
Mask.
I've heard of that.
I love Sharon.
I saw the ads for it in comic books, but I never watched it.
I used to watch Mask all the time. It wasn't great. It was fun, but it wasn't great. The premise is there's a bunch of vehicles that transform and guys that wear masks that do cool stuff, like shoot balls of lava, create holograms, all kinds of craziness. It was Mask versus Venom, and it was cool. I really dug it. Yeah, that's right. I dug it. And the best part was there was a stupid little kid who was always getting himself into trouble on his stupid little robot that also became a little scooter.
They never use that premise again in cartoons, which is really odd. The smart alecky little kid.
I know. I always, you know who he reminds me of? Who reminds me of him? Wesley Crusher.
Oh, I thought you were going to say
Wesley Crusher.
Oh, the 90s version of the annoying kid.
Okay, no, I'm not going on that route. We are staying on topic. I almost went way off topic. There was some little Wheaton comments, and I'm just not going to go
come
there.
Come on, Star Trek.
Actually,
there was a Star Trek cartoon.
Oh my God, was there? Ah!
I mean, just trying to work with you, fellas. Just trying to work.
The episode where they aged backwards? Oh, that whole race of people that aged backwards? That was so disturbing.
Don't get me started. As soon as Maximum Geeks 30, where we get on a Star Trek rant, it'll be fantastic.
You know, actually, I could do a whole... Jeff didn't know until recently how big a Star Trek fan I am, and he was scared.
But cartoons, huh?
Because, yeah, you know, cartoons. you're just a Star Wars fan. Okay, cartoons, right. So, Mask.
Okay, Mask. Does anybody... I'm the only one who remembers it. I feel sad.
Not a fan, sorry.
I remember watching it.
Dude, there was a motorcycle that turned into a helicopter. And it had this little, like, propeller that came up from behind it, and it was... I always thought that was cool. I always wanted a motorcycle helicopter.
Oh, yeah. I always thought that was really cool when I saw it in the toy stores, but it actually... It did nothing to make me want to watch the show. I just thought the toy was cool.
There were some really cool ideas, and I'm really surprised we don't have, well, motorcycle helicopters, and by now I thought we'd have this stuff. I thought we'd have cars with gold wing doors that opened up and they flew. Oh, wait, I was doing that long before Mask. I had a little Matchbox car with opening gold wing doors that flew. Anyway...
We have handheld computers.
What?
Oh, do we?
What? Are we... Okay. Wow.
We do talk about Palm stuff here from time to time, but, damn!
Sorry.
The poll's up to 5-7 against on NVFS on one source. Damn those naysayers.
And I voted for. I just want you to know.
Go naysayers! I say nay or knee. What about the naysayers?
Nee. No, it's knee.
Okay, guys. This is horrible.
There will be some editing in your podcast.
Push through.
Jeff,
push
you're going to have to send this wave to me. And I'll edit.
Push through it. Come on.
Anyway.
No, this is good.
Okay,
keep going.
Enough Mask. Voltron. I know we can talk about Voltron.
Voltron. Yes.
Who didn't watch Voltron?
One.
Raise your hand
Who
if you didn't watch
like
Voltron.
A suit made of mechanical cats.
Dude, they were lying.
But that,
they weren't cats.
But that was the wuss-ass Voltron. The Cars Voltron that had 15 units was so much better.
That's awesome. My God.
Jeff? You, my friend, are a moron.
That's what
it had. Cars, Voltron.
It had 15 cars. The cars was lame. It was lame.
It was so lame. Kicked more ass.
Okay, impromptu mod. Voltron with the cats.
Okay.
Voltron with the cars. Josh,
cats.
Which one?
Cats.
Mike?
Cats.
Mike? I'm with the cats. Jeff, you're all by yourself on this one.
Jeff, you're wrong.
What? Wow.
You are the weakest
one. You guys are all wrong.
Goodbye.
You're off the island.
You are the weakest one.
Hey.
Goodbye.
Hey, the Cars Voltron didn't have to hold his sword in little teeth. I mean, yeah. It's amazing that thing didn't get knocked out every single time he had to fight one of them big monsters.
The sword was, like, made of energy and stuff. It, like, just appeared out of nowhere.
But so were the teeth.
And, and frankly, the princess was hot. So... And the Cars Voltron really didn't have hot chicks going for it. Come on. I'm a huge Voltron fan. There was recently, in the last few years, a new Voltron series, as well as Voltron comics, that were actually a lot of fun.
The really sad part is that Voltron was the predecessor to the Power Rangers, which, yeah, really...
Which wasn't nearly as good.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Voltron babies. Very short
Voltron babies,
one
man.
Season.
Okay, Mike's job this evening is to sidetrack us.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Mike, that's my job. What are you doing taking my job, Mike?
What are you saying? This part
Mike,
of annoying talking animals
I don't
want
to have to rumble with you. I don't want to have to rumble with you, Mike. But Voltron, I loved Voltron. I watched it every day. I had a couple of the cats. Had a couple of the cats.
You know,
I could never get them all.
Robotech.
My dream was to have them all.
I sold my soul to have them all. And I did.
Did you?
I did.
Can I buy your soul off you, or can I buy them off you, one of the two?
Oh, I'm like the dirtiest little thing ever. You don't have to buy me, you can just have me. But anyway, that was cool. I was the envy of the neighborhood. I have to say, I was the
Dude,
envy.
Dude, I had a friend who had them all, and... I almost beat him up and stole him one day. That's the kind of guy I was. Anyway, Voltron, very cool. Some of the coolest toys ever were Voltron. Although, the next cartoon we're going to talk about has and also inspired the coolest toys ever because it was Robotech.
Oh,
and,
Robotech.
Hands down, the best 80s cartoon.
Sorry, I'm down with the Robotech.
Easily.
Not Mike? Did you
not what? There? Sorry.
You did
oh
you not
God.
Give
God.
Me a chance to shut the heck up? You didn't
we
like it. You didn't
like
watch it. You don't know what you're talking about. What?
No, I just it was one of those cartoons I just never connected with. I don't know what was going on at the time, but just didn't wasn't there. Sorry.
Well,
you come in
with
a soap opera. You had to keep watching it. You had to watch it every day.
Not a question yet.
I'm a geek wannabe. I have very
good
math skills.
You had to watch Robotech every day. If you lost control of the plot, yes, you were lost.
You had
to watch it every
even
day.
Even sometimes with control of the plot, you were lost, because frankly, it was a completely re-edited Japanese anime.
That is a key point. It was three entirely separate
and independent series.
And they wove them all together for the U.S. market. 85 episodes, I think it was.
And Robotech Masters did have a tendency to wander a bit.
A bit?
Yes.
Macross and Next Gen were much more cohesive.
I have a Skull One piloted by Roy Fokker, very cool toy, which, strangely enough,
Fokker.
Looks exactly like...
Fokker?
That's what I said.
looks just like Jetfire. Or is it Skyfire?
Yeah.
Amazing!
Jetfire. Jetfire was completely a ripoff. It is the exact... I swear to God, it is the exact same toy. I had
now,
that.
I
mean, what's funny is, in the Marvel comics for the Transformers, Jetfire looked nothing like the toy.
And they changed
because
the name,
didn't
by the
way. Have the licensing. They didn't have the licensing rights.
Okay,
Skyfire in the comics.
Really? That's interesting.
Yeah, the toy in the comic book was different than. Actually, the comic and the cartoon were different.
I did that. Transformers trivia. I didn't know. But we're talking about Robotech.
Wow.
We'll get to Transformers, guys. There's a lot to... Transformers is my main topic. We'll get there. I promise. Let's go back to Robotech. Robotech, I love Robotech. I have some of the remastered original series. I really want to collect all the Masterpiece Collection, because not only do they have, you know... all the classic ones, but they also have alphas. They have Veritech alphas.
Ooh.
And they're very cool.
I want an alpha and a beta.
Well, I don't know if they're going
to do betas.
My
dream is to have an alpha fighter and a beta fighter that connect the way they're supposed to.
That would be cool.
Jeff, you don't know anything about connecting your alpha and your beta. Oh.
I was so hoping you wouldn't go there.
Sorry. Couldn't help it.
Have you ever seen The High Road? I mean...
Was it a good movie?
I mean, you know
Jimmy
where
it Stewart,
is.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. was it a good movie?
We'll return to our movie, The High Road, after this.
Well. And we come thundering off the topic again.
So.
Right.
My first time. My first day.
Well, you know, I'm like mad that you're so good at it. What's amazing is you're like an idiot savant when it comes to taking us off topic, Mike. You're like the idiot savant of getting us off topic.
Oh, boy.
Mystery Science Theater Podcast.
MST3. You know, if only it works in an audio medium, I would love to do that. I loved MST3K. But again, we are off topic! that's it. I'm not on topic point. Jeff, you're on topic guy for this episode. I'm the one.
I don't know what
topic.
The topics are, man.
Oh man. Okay, Robotech.
You're the one with
now
with all the notes.
We're
going
to move on to another personal favorite of mine. Okay, they're all personal favorites of mine. That's why I picked them.
let's go back to Robotech for a minute. Let's go back to Robotech for a minute.
What about it?
Which was your, of the three series, Macross, Masters, and X-Gen, what was everybody's favorite? Mike didn't like
Mike
this series at all, but... For those of us that are actually fans of Robotech.
I know what Jeff's answer is, but mine is the original series, the Macross.
You know,
what do you think mine is?
I thought yours was Masters or Next Gen. I can't remember now. I thought it was one of them. You're so in love with the Alphas, so.
Yeah, Next Gen is a close second, but I got to go with Macross.
Okay, and
it's unanimous. Yeah, it's unanimous. I mean, I like Next Gen. But, and Alphas were cool, and so were the Cyclones.
The Alphas and the Cyclones
were rocked. Cyclones were very cool.
And I'll get back to that in just a minute, but you cannot dismiss Skull 1. That has got to be the coolest piece of mech.
I love Skull 1. That's why I own it. Although it was extremely expensive to get, because it's like the rarest one. Because they're all limited edition, the Masterpiece Collection is all limited edition, so you can pay out the nose. And
mine
I did.
Was $75.
Really? Mine was far more than that. I didn't think I got mine as early as you did, because that was like actual retail, is what you paid for it. Mine was opened, and I paid $100 for it.
Wow, I bought it right from the Robotech store.
See, I didn't have the money when it came out, and it had sold out completely.
Oh.
So I couldn't get it when it originally came out. So I've had mine for like 6 months. Actually, there's a Max Geek where I talk about it, and that was right after I got it. So
I've only had it
for like 6 months. Yeah, it's one of our older ones. We did a whole Max Geek where our main topic was Robotech.
I can't believe I was out there for a whole week sitting right next to that damn thing and never transformed it once. What was I thinking?
You're probably thinking that I'd kill you if you broke it.
Mine's still in the box.
That could very well be it.
I'm afraid I have to kill myself if I break it.
Oh, I opened it. I bought the one in the box because I knew I was going to open it.
I opened it, I transformed it, I put it back, and it's in the closet. With a 2 and 3 year old running around, that Skull 1 does not come out for quite a while.
Josh is going to be looking at us.
Yeah. Yeah, Josh is looking at a lifestyle change in another year or so, but right now, Tori really isn't self-ambulatory. Hey, ambulatory.
Hey.
Shut up.
I went to school with you, Robot.
All right, Robotech.
Robotech.
Next. We're
Robotech?
Talking about Thundercats now. Thundercats!
Thunder, thunder, oh. Thunder, Thundercats.
Snarf, snarf!
Feel the magic, hear the roar. Thundercats are loose. Da-na-na-na-na. That's right!
So,
Thunder, Thundercat!
Go!
I think Mike's actually seen this.
Were they talking about Chitara? When they said ho, were they talking about Chitara?
Yes.
You can only dream.
You know it.
Absolutely.
Another hot, hot,
as much as I had the hots for the princess in Voltron?
Yep.
I had the hots for,
Chitara and the princess, sorry.
Yeah, that would have been an awesome threesome. Although they're two-dimensional, so.
A little Josh sandwich?
I can't believe we're having this conversation.
Now you're making me sick. Ellen, now you're making me sick. Oh. Well.
Okay, so what about Thundercats?
Well, I don't know. I have things to say, but apparently it all boiled down to Chitara was hot.
Thundercats are go! I thought Thundercats had some of the best animation of that period. I thought the animation in Thundercats was much better, much smoother than even Robotech. I thought the action was very fluid and yet lots of action but very easy to follow.
I like the humor.
I think that's a big part of its appeal. Yeah, the humor was good too.
Yeah, also a very a good artistic style. It was a little different than you saw in other cartoons then.
Yeah. Although Lionel was a wuss.
Yeah, as soon as he lost his sword, he was just, whatever. Panthro, on the other hand, you just didn't mess with him.
Don't mess with Panthro.
You build all the good stuff.
Panthro was badass, I'm just going to have to say.
Panthro had bad mother...
Okay.
Shut your mouth.
Talking about Panthro.
Oh, God. Where are we going? They had a tank that had a grappling hook that they used to climb buildings. I always thought that was cool. The mouth opened up and the grappling hook, they used it to climb buildings.
I liked how the dust would go straight sideways as it went up the building.
Yeah, well, it was cool, man. Cool! And then it got lame, because then there was, how about Snarf?
Snarf! Snarf!
The best combination of the aged, wise guy that, you know, gives them all their information and the completely clueless idiot.
Yeah. Snarf, there was Snarfer later on. His little nephew. The lame-ass nephew. Nephew lame-ass.
There's the beginning of the end for any show.
The smart
Snarfer, who just appeared out of nowhere. That only he
could
get.
Well, he didn't just appear out of nowhere. There was a whole story on how he got there.
It was the cousin Oliver of
Wildcats. But that was their scrappy do moment
or something.
That was their scrappy do moment. That was the point of no return.
It wasn't that bad. Snarfer wasn't that bad. It wasn't scrappy do bad, but it was bad. Although they had there were some neat new characters, but in the end. The original core cast, very cool. It was a little Star Wars esque when what's his name kept coming back in spirit form and talking to him. Definitely some. There was a sword. There was that was like a hilt, and then exactly. But I loved Thundercats, and what you guys probably haven't read, but I have, was some recent comics they did. Spawned all of this topic on my part was thinking about all the great rehashed comics we have that are based on these 80s pop culture things. Thundercats is one of them and was one of the first to get revived. The comics are very cool. They pick up well after the series, and there's a lot of neat stuff. Mum-Ra's back. It's a lot of fun. The comics are pretty neat.
He was one of the coolest villains. He was one of the coolest villains I think I've ever seen in a cartoon.
Agreed. Very cool. Interesting, different kind of thing with the resurrection aspect of it and all that stuff.
That was very interesting. I loved that, but
he certainly beat Skeletor because that was just bad.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, no.
He-Man.
Anybody would. I mean, how hard is that?
Okay, really? I was a He-Man fan. I didn't bring up He-Man, but I was also a She-Ra fan for a completely different reason.
Some of the Teletubbies could beat Skeletor.
Who would win in a fight, Orko or He-Man's buddy? I'm sorry, I got that backwards. Orko or Snarfer, pardon me.
Well, I don't know. I liked Orko. I always thought Orko was funny. I always liked Orko. I gotta go with Orko.
He was always trying to help.
Because he had magic, whereas Snarfer just had the ability to cringe. Snarfer's more like Cringer than Orko. Snarfer's much more like Cringer than Orko. Cringer? Oh, God. Anyway.
Wow. It's a good thing we're recording this conversation, because I would never believe I'd been a part of it otherwise.
What? What's your point? Alright, anyway, I was going to say something, but not now.
Was that
Thundercats? Thundercats? They were kind of the beginning of this new wave of 80s pop culture revival. Voltron had comics, RoboCop also has recent comics, but Robotech has had recent comics. Robo something. There's a Robo! Robotech has had some recent comics, but Thundercats was kind of some of the better quality and kind of the beginning of return of this 80s pop culture stuff.
Yeah. If anybody read Josh's wife's article on Liberal Medium today, you don't want him to get too far into the Robo stuff. Just saying.
Oh, wow.
Suitcase full of vibrators. That's all I'm talking about. All right.
That would be solomedia.org/forms. Click on Liberal Medium.
The Maximum Geek Podcast has been
It's been hijacked by crazy people. Damn it, we
it's
should give it
put
back.
On hiatus for retooling.
Well, maybe
this
four
time
people
we're using
wasn't
an
my
all.
Best idea, but it's fun. Hey, I'm having fun. You guys having fun? That's, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm unfolding not Bumblebee as we speak.
Hey, now,
Bumblebee!
All I
well, we're not the Transformers yet. Sorry.
All I said.
Sorry. Was
if you do another review of the Transformers, I want in. That's how this whole thing started. I'm sorry.
It is your fault. I'm glad it's not mine. I'm glad I didn't suggest that we all do a giant geek fest. Then I feel bad.
I will take responsibility for this podcast. This is my fault. Oh, sorry.
I think it's my fault. Yep.
You guys are. That's staying in. They take the blame. That's. All right. Thundercats.
By the way, Tech
Comics.
Talk podcasts stay on topic.
Yes. But there's and they're
only
very
one
short.
Of you.
It's like I was just getting into the interview, and then it was over. It's like, oh, jeez. You know, they have drugs for that now. If it ends too soon, yeah, they have a pill for that.
Yeah.
We'll be fixing that in about 3 weeks. Don't worry about it.
Okay, I'm scared. I don't want to know. All right, from Thundercats, let's move on to G.I. Joe. And I've got a lot to talk about here. I was
real
hero.
G.I. Joe!
And, you know, I really was because knowing was half the battle for me when I was young.
Knowing is half the battle, yes.
Always is.
And unfortunately, we've lost that half. So, we're screwed.
All the humanity. All right.
There's no humanity involved.
Oh, my, get out of the way, please.
G.I. Joe, one of my favorites when I was a kid. I'm like one of the only guys who liked Quick Kick. Everyone I knew was like, Quick Kick's lame. I was like, I thought he was funny. I thought it was great that he was this film, you know, this film actor, martial arts guy who was just, he was funny and he was okay. I mean, Storm Shadow kicked his ass, but it's Storm Shadow, hello!
Okay, I don't have any.
But yeah, the G.I. Joe cartoon was actually remarkably well done for that, you know, for an American production of that era. I was really happy with both the production quality and the writing. If I watched it now, I'd probably be saying something else. But as a kid, freaking awesome.
It was great.
Yeah, well, you can watch it now. You can get it on DVD. And if anybody wants to send me copies on DVD, I'll be more than happy to give you my address. Because I want it. I want it! But I loved it. Anyway.
No, I have to say.
Not sure what that was.
Quick.
That was a tumbleweed going by.
I
live in Jersey.
A noisy tumbleweed.
There are no tumbleweeds.
There are in the New Jersey.
Hey, I'm more likely to get G.I. Joe on DVD than I am to get the X-Wing.
That's true. That's good.
Oh.
you must keep not up. Have heard the X-Wing episode.
Yeah, there, a while back, Josh put out a plea for donations so that he could get a life-size $80,000 X-Wing.
I told you, we'd all go together on it. It's going to be at his house on Monday. We'll take it over to your place on Tuesday.
Well, see, yeah, but Josh's family
me
owns,
money.
I mean, Josh works for and is related to all the people who work for a big aerospace company. He has a hangar. He could put it in. I mean,
well, I wouldn't call us aerospace. We're spacey, but I wouldn't call us aerospace.
Okay, so there you have it. Josh admits that he's spacey.
What?
Okay.
Well, yeah.
What are we doing?
I don't think we need any evidence for that, eh?
No evidence for that.
All right. But you know what?
I don't need a machine to tell me that, eh?
Related to G.I. Joe. None of this.
Okay, let's talk about G.I. Joe the movie.
But now we know. And knowing
oh
is half
God.
The battle.
Oh my God, G.I. Joe the movie? where they introduced Jinx, the ninja who could only fight when blindfolded. And the sports squad where there was the basketball player and the football player and the, oh my god, don't get
and
me started.
Sergeant Slaughter, Cobra Law, should I keep going?
Sergeant Slaughter was out long before the movie. He was long before the movie. Shut up. But the best innovation in all of G.I. Joe-dom, the best innovation in all of G.I. Joe-dom was the bat. Because they could blow shit up.
Yeah.
I loved it because they could blow shit up.
G.I. Joe-dom.
The bats. You didn't know about the bats?
I don't remember
the bats, yes.
The bats. They were the androids that had the interchangeable arms.
But the snakes were cooler.
Well, vehicles in general were extremely cool.
I had a Cobra Mamba, which was a very cool vehicle. The toys were awesome.
I had all of the original line of G.I. Joe's. Three and a half inch. I had the little motorcycle. I had the Jeep. I had all 12 of the original crew. Back
the original
when they all
tank
still
that
wore
was
green.
Very different.
Green, yeah, I like green. I had Breaker from there. Yeah. It was my first one, and I really enjoyed that character. That was a lot of fun. Back when they were wearing green.
I knew someone who had every G.I. Joe. At the time, he had every G.I. Joe, including the aircraft carrier. But he was a real snot and wouldn't let anybody play with him. But my cousin had the aircraft carrier because he was a spoiled brat. Jody, I'm talking about you! He listens to our podcast regularly. We'll talk about how else he was spoiled later on. But he had all the stuff. I had a few. Oh, I had a lot. I remember I had the Havoc. I had the Cobra Mamba. Mamba, not the Mambo. Mambo's different.
Well, it's not the Cobra Mambo is a completely different thing.
That was a different.
Watch out for
cartoon.
Five.
Anyway,
I enjoy. It was really cool that if you look at the instructions for the toys, and they give you the schematics of it, and they actually print in the bottom, you know, not based on a real.
Yeah.
Just in case you'd be like, you know.
Sweet! Hey, you mean they have the thing that has
Americans
the hovercraft that launches
like
out of the back?
I had that! The whale! That was cool.
No. The hovercraft? That was the Havoc. Havoc had a hovercraft that launched out of the back. It was
Could
a big
step
ground
out. Assault. Oh, you're right. I take
30
it back.
Seconds here, guys. Be right back.
Okay.
All right, now that he's
the
gone.
The Havoc rocked. Okay, talk about him now.
Well, he's clearly wrong about the whole MVS
Jersey?
Thing.
Oh, let's not start with the MVS. Different podcast.
Yeah, no MVS. MVFS.
We'll
no
be
MVFS.
So far off topic, it won't even be funny. Even though
I'll kill you.
Even if people who think MVS is dumb are dumb, but we won't go there.
Okay, anyway, back to G.I. Joe. Because, man, I love G.I. Joe. Movie ruined it for me. But I own G.I. Joe comics. I was a big fan.
I can
favorite
say.
G.I. Joe. Okay, real quick poll. Favorite G.I. Joe, Alan.
Duke.
Jeff.
Okay. I'm back.
Jeff?
Sorry.
Favorite G.I. Joe. I'll come back to Jeff. Mike, favorite G.I. Joe.
I can't remember his name. Oh!
I cannot recall any of their names, but it was the tech guy, the guy that was building stuff. You know, Buildy, the building guy.
Bob the Builder? He wasn't a G.I. Joe.
Lieutenant Bob the Builder.
On a very Bob special episode of...
Bob the Builder! No. Anyway, Jeff, can you describe your favorite guy?
He was the I can't believe I can't remember his name. This is so stupid.
Well, okay, Jeff,
he
you're
was
not
the,
helping us tell you.
Larry?
Mo.
Yeah, it was Larry.
Curly?
Okay, Jeff, just spit it out. What does his uniform look like?
What
all
do you
black.
Do?
He was the Snake Eyes. There we go. Thank you.
Okay, well, he's my favorite too, but just because you're so stupid, I may have to change it. Oh, Snake Eyes was my favorite.
He was the G.I. Joe Ninja. Yes, he rocked.
Yes, and he was Blood Brothers with Storm Shadow, and
plus I like the fact that he never once flubbed his lines.
Well, he couldn't speak. That helped. anyway, G.I. Joe.
But he had this really interesting way of telling you he was mad at you.
Storm Shadow. Well, you couldn't see his face either. Storm Shadow, Snake Eyes.
That's not true.
Very cool.
That's not true. I did some research on that. Starting with...
No, in the series you couldn't see it.
In the TV series, no. Since. In the comic book, they did a whole, like, 4 or 6 issues.
Well,
you saw
that
the
brings me
the whole bit.
This brings me right to what I was going to talk about next. They've been doing some very interesting. I haven't been keeping up with the ongoing G.I. Joe series, which is issue 40 something now. From
by the way,
it's
very good.
It's very good. I've read the first. I have like the first 10, but I read too many comics, so I had to give up something. But I do read some of the miniseries, and they did Master and Apprentice, and Master and Apprentice Volume 2, which covered. The new ninjas and Storm Shadow's apprentice and Snake Eyes' apprentice, but now coming out sometime this month, we have Declassified, which is going to show the full origin of Snake Eyes, which has never been done in any medium.
And I thought it was, and I spent probably a good half hour before this podcast rifling through my G.I. Joe comic books looking for how they did it before. I have to say,
they alluded to
I don't
it?
Have it. They alluded to it all over the place.
But they never did it. They never did a... This is a miniseries that I will be reading. The origin of Snake Eyes. And,
you know when that's coming out, Josh?
Sometime this month. I could not find a release date on devilsdude.net. I could not find the release date. I just know this month.
That may be enough to get me into a comic store for the first time.
Declassified would be worth picking up. It should be very good. Joe Casey is writing some of the new G.I. Joe stuff. There's a lot of changes. Devil's Due is doing some very cool things, but this is one of the neater things. The G.I. Joe stuff is awesome. Go ahead.
The G.I. Joe is being relaunched this coming month, not this month, and it'll be rebranded G.I. Joe America's Elite. Devil's Due will be doing subscriptions for the first time with G.I. Joe and one other of their titles. And if you
probably
sign up with them...
but I can't remember.
It could be. I don't remember what it is off the top of my head either. 1 in 50 people who subscribe through Devil's Due will get a bunch of signed junk. Retailers.
Wow.
So original artwork and cool stuff like that. I've already signed up for G.I. Joe, so if you haven't done it, you're a Joe
fan. I'm going to sign up for
50
right there.
I think we need a link in the show notes to that.
Yeah, I'll
make sure I get that stuff to you guys.
I'll do that. I knew they were doing it. I did not know about the promotion. I was very much concerned because... I've been wanting to get back into the G.I. Joe stuff. I got to cut back on my comic reading, but that's a whole other podcast. If anybody's, I know Jeff isn't very interested in being in on that one because he doesn't read anymore. But Alan, you might like being a guest.
I think that I'll sign up for that one.
Okay. Well, we'll do that here in the next month or so. But because I can get way into comics. There's a lot of stuff going on right now that's right for a podcast as well. Other than that, ripe. Definitely ripe. The new G.I. Joe stuff is very good. I'm excited for a lot of the new stuff Devil's Due is doing. When I saw what they were doing and how they were rearranging, and I'm very impressed. Josh Blaylock, the guy who started Devil's Due and who started all this, really is the guy who went and got the rights and made G.I. Joe happen and wrote the first, wrote a lot of the early stuff, and he's the one who got it going and really, really made this happen is just an amazingly talented guy. And he's living that dream that, you know, Jeff and I kind of hope happens with Solo, but he's made it happen, just through sheer force of will, I think. He's an amazing guy. And his name's Josh, so.
How does he know Will?
Josh, by the way, Josh Blaylock is the only reason why I started reading comic books again. Much like Josh.
Really?
Our Josh, you know, who, when my kids were born, I, you know, cut it all out. It was just, you know, my kids and then diapers and feeding and all that fun stuff you're living right now, Josh. But when I saw Devil's Due through Image, they were actually launched through Image originally. Was going to do G.I. Joe. I'm like, ooh. Enough, I ended up going with Mile High Comics and just mailing it.
You're breaking up a little bit there. Anybody else getting Alan breaking up? Yeah.
Yeah, it cut out for like a good second there.
Yeah. But you mentioned Mile High Comics. I lived in Denver. So, you know, I've been to Mile High Comics often. They're one of the biggest online retailer of comics. But I'll tell you what, I will buy from them online, but I don't go into their stores anymore. Although, when I first started collecting comics, that is where I bought my first issues of The Flash, written by Casey Bates, back in the day. But Mile High Comics, definitely a good place to buy online. But yeah, Blaylock has done a lot for the rejuvenation of a lot of this 80s pop culture stuff. And he's done some really good stuff. The G.I. Joe stuff, definitely. Anybody else have anything to say about G.I. Joe?
No, I'm...
He's there.
I didn't realize that this much stuff was coming back out. I'm kind of intrigued.
There's several miniseries Mike? They're doing. It's amazing.
G.I. Joe is there.
Well, our comic relief. Thank you, Mike. Hi,
that's as close as I come to anything to comic, so yeah. That's why I was just staying
here
really quiet.
If you're here all week, try the veal.
Yeah, that's my line.
I'll have the blue plate.
Anyway, now for our final and crowning topic of the evening, Transformers. A lot going on with Transformers. The Transformers comic stuff was okay, but not real thrilled about it. It was okay. The new comic stuff wasn't as good, and the new series stuff wasn't as good. And frankly, nothing as far as Transformers goes competes with the original series all the way up to the original movie. There's just no way to compete with that.
Up to 33 minutes into the original movie. As far as I'm concerned, that movie's over when Optimus Prime dies.
Okay, well,
Jeff, you broke up there. I didn't see that movie, so yeah, don't ruin it. No spoilers. I'm kidding.
Just saying the, dude, it's like 20 years old.
It's on DVD.
The first 33 minutes of that movie are freaking incredible. The
art was
detail
amazing.
And the animation, the art, just everything. And, you know, that final battle between Megatron and Prime was just everything I could have wanted when I was, you know, what was I, 14? But then after that, it got weird. I don't know.
Oh, I loved it.
Orson Welles showed up, and it just went downhill from there.
As
much as I love the Transformers, is anyone else vaguely chagrined that was Orson Welles' last movie?
No.
Yeah, that was kind of bad.
No, because I know what Raul Julia's last movie was. And
yeah, that's
frankly,
even more
nothing
tragic.
Will ever top it.
Even more tragic.
Nothing will ever top an incredible actor like Raul Julia doing his last movie and it being Street Fighter. Nothing.
Well, yeah, hopefully he went to heaven after he was in hell.
Oh, yeah.
That's all the
penance
you got.
Since we're on topic of last movies.
St. Peter, let me see your film career, Street Fighter.
Okay. Yeah, you're in. That's a shoe-in.
You were in that? Oh, wow. Here's go in the special door.
It'd be extremely unfortunate.
Now, I have to ask, was that Leonard Nimoy's last film, too? Has he been in anything since then?
I'm sure he
has. I'm sure he has.
In
now you're going to talk amongst yourselves. I'm going to IMDb.
Let me see. I think he did some voiceover work back in
Actually, Nimoy has done a lot of voiceover work, but in film... Yeah.
I mean, aside from Priceline commercials, honestly.
I mean, granted, he's not dead,
seen him in anything.
So it's not
it's
not like the door has closed. He could still make another movie.
Yeah, he's not dead.
At least not
yet.
He's been there.
And there's always a possibility for a Spock cameo. I realize that, but...
Well, no, because...
Although that... that brings up the question of what are they going to do next for Star Trek movies.
Wait. What are we talking about?
Yeah, Star Trek 6 came out after the Transformers, so yes, Star Trek 6 would
four,
be
five,
the most recent movie.
4, 5, and 6 came out after the Transformers. 4, 5,
no,
and 6
4 came
out
before.
No.
4 was 1984. Transformers came out in 85.
No, it was 86, Jeff.
Well, then I'm wrong!
Yes. They both came out in 86.
Move on.
We're moving easy now.
We're broaching an hour at this point anyway. We can't let Jeff and Josh get into another argument.
Dude, we got 2 hours in us.
We'll be here all night.
I know. I'll use my derailing powers.
Wonder Twin powers activate.
What a great superhero.
Oh my god. Okay. Okay, why were they always a bucket of water? That's like the best they could ever come
form
up with.
Form of a bucket! No, wait. Form of an ice bucket of water. Well, one of them was shape of a bucket.
They went up against the Wicked
form
Witch
of
the
of
West
water.
All the time. Okay, fine. That makes sense.
Dude,
but
they were always putting out fires or...
Here it is.
Where there's a fjord.
Superhero work is really hard work. They get thirsty, so they needed the bucket of ice water. That's it.
Okay, wait
that's
a second.
Oh,
that's disturbing,
that
because then they're drinking, the chick. Didn't the chick take the form of, and he was shape of?
That was the guy.
He was water. She was always some animal.
You know what? I'm glad I didn't
know
that. I am glad I did not know which Wonder Twin had which power.
It was Jan and Jana, right?
There was that great episode where he hid in the water cooler.
I don't remember.
Didn't find her.
Oh, God. I forgot about
all
that.
All happened is his gloves floated to the top. That was it.
It was...
Josh Breed.
You know...
They might think that their monkey looked suspiciously like the monkey on Space Ghost.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was Gleek. The same monkey.
And there's Space
Gleek,
Monkey Gleek.
Well, they've got a union. You know, so...
The monkey union?
It also helps they're all the same animators working for
Hanna-Barbera.
Oh, yeah,
Peter Tork is a member of that.
Hanna-Barbera!
Oh, my God. A Peter Tork joke. Wow. Okay.
Oh, God. We've derailed.
Hey, we're off topic here, aren't we?
Were we ever on? Don't you have to be on topic to be off topic? Transformers. You know, the real reason I wanted to
You're
talk
no
about
match
Transformers
for my...
was
derailing,
the forthcoming Transformers movie... Transformers the movie.
Kevin Bacon.
Being produced by Steven Spielberg. Directed
really?
By Michael.
Kevin Bacon will have a cameo.
Michael the Island Bay. And with voice acting talents of God knows who.
This is what got me on this podcast.
It's not Optimus Prime, damn it.
Yeah, alright. We're going to protest this, okay? The guy who did jazz, I'm okay with that. The guy, poor guy's dead. Rest his soul.
Yeah, Scatman Crothers
Scatman
is dead.
Crothers.
It's hard to get him back.
You're the man.
Okay. Optimus Prime, Megatron, all those guys. You got to go get them.
Yeah.
They're not doing anything.
Yeah, well, I mean, what's Frank Welker doing these days? I mean, he's got to do Megatron.
And they're going to work.
Frank Welker does a lot of voice
work. When's the last time
you've
seen him? Or heard him, rather.
Yeah, well, I was just watching a DVD the other day.
He's in everything, man. I mean, anytime they need a weird voice, he's the guy they call.
Oh, you're right.
Well, apparently he was last in Tom and Jerry Blast Off to Mars.
And there's a tumbleweed again.
Oh, wait! He's the voice voice of Bowser. He's the voice of Bowser in Super Mario 64 DS. The voice of Bowser in Super Mario 64 DS. As well as Goddard on Jimmy Neutron.
Hey, you know what?
Really?
It's all right. Okay? Who are we to
That's
judge?
That's a good one. Goddard.
So Jimmy Neutron
is doing stuff. Obscure reference.
Do you mean to tell me that Megatron is now doing an electronic dog?
Yes.
It's just
They're
bad.
Doing a talking gun, I guess.
Well, he was...
Hey, it was a talking gun.
It's your heart.
Okay, that came out entirely the wrong way.
It does scare me.
I am Optimus Prime.
Okay, anyway. Dude, I wonder if they'll get Judd Nelson to do Rodimus Prime. Oh, wait.
Why not? What else has he got to do?
I'm sure he's doing something.
Awarded Judd Nelson, reference.
Yeah, but see, they wouldn't have a Rodimus Prime because they'd have an Optimus Prime. There's only one Matrix.
I know.
Yeah.
I
just
was,
have to have Hot Rod.
I was joking. I know.
What,
this is unusual for
me.
Okay.
Now,
okay, you can't joke about
using
Josh.
Different.
I expect more from you.
Using different voice actors is sacrilegious, but I am intrigued by the fact that this one is live action with CGI Transformers.
That's going to be weird.
Dude, they're not live action. They're not CGI. They're like, it's going to be like in Power Rangers. There's going to be guys in suits.
Like,
I'm going to kick you.
Wow.
Wow. So do you guys know what the last movie Optimus Prime did? You know who he's done over the years, for many years? Eeyore. Peter Cullen is Eeyore.
I'm going to have to go listen.
Okay, I've got the Heffalump movie upstairs. I'm going to have to check this out now.
Yeah, he was in Heffalump movie.
Honey, quickly.
No. Hey, this is the 21st century. We don't do tapes in this house. It's strictly DVDs.
DVDs.
Or rips on the computer. That's all we're doing around here. Tapes, VHS tapes are gone.
I still have a lot of VHS tapes.
I cannot believe that he's Eeyore. I have over 300 VHS tapes. They're not in this state, though.
I still have every episode of Babylon 5 on VHS.
All right.
I still haven't got around to buying the DVDs yet.
Oh, he was also, wow. Anyway, he's done a lot of stuff.
Wow, that was almost a sentence, Josh.
Well, he was in G.I. Joe the movie. He was Xandar. Also, Nemesis Enforcer.
Nemesis Enforcer was cool, man. Don't mess with him.
And he was in the... Ooh, that's right. You know, and this is a whole other 1980s cartoon, Ghostbusters, the series.
The real one?
He was...
The real Ghostbusters?
Series.
There were two.
The cartoon.
There were two almost on at the same time.
Was he in the lame-ass Ghostbusters or the real Ghostbusters?
Well, it says Ghostbusters. Just says Ghostbusters. That's a good question. I think it was in the lame-ass one.
The ones with the gorilla was lame, okay? I mean, come on. That's lame.
The gorilla. Ow! 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 it must have been the real Ghostbusters.
However,
it was the lame Ghostbusters.
That was a
abort, abort. It was the lame Ghostbusters.
That was a kick-ass
abort,
animated.
Abort.
No, the real Ghostbusters was a kick-ass animated series, much of which you're written by J. Michael Straczynski of Babylon 5.
Okay, pop quiz.
It was pretty good.
Who played Winston Zeddemore in the first season? Who was the voice of Winston Zeddemore?
Remember.
Arsenio Hall.
Arsenio Hall. Oh my God!
There we go. Thanks.
And Frank Welker was Ray Stantz.
And where's Ray Bolger?
I'll tell you where Ray Bolger
is.
Somebody's fine. Okay. we should talk about important things. No more lame stuff, okay?
Yeah, tell about Twinkie.
Anyway, Transformers
so
the movie. We
now.
Are
what about the
arms
Twinkie?
About them not using. I'm pissed at Michael Bay about them not using. The original voice actors.
They got to use the original voice actors. We need to start like a petition or something.
Let's do it.
They have done that almost from the beginning. Losing original voice talent has been what's turned me off to many cartoons in the past, none of which come to mind, unfortunately.
Well, I mean, but this is live action. You'd think they could still use the same voice talent. It pisses me off.
They should. I don't think that the studios see the value in it. That's the problem. I don't think they see
no,
more people.
No, I think Michael Bay is an ass.
Except for us 1%ers.
I think Michael Bay is an ass.
Okay, Josh, tell us how you really feel about Michael Bay. Go ahead.
He's an ass.
I'm sorry, that cut out. That was, he's what?
Ass.
Something about an ass?
An ass! Oh, an ass! There's an ass! Oh, I stepped in an ass hole!
Josh.
But, you know, this being Michael Bay, maybe he can get Martin Lawrence to do Optimus Prime.
I hate you. I hate you with a fiery passion that can consume the depths of hell.
I think you broke my brain.
The depths of hell, I stab at thee.
But Martin Lawrence did such a good job at that voice movies.
No more episode. Episode done. Jeff has broken us. Okay. I'm going to call it quits on this episode of Maximum Geek. Next
really?
Time.
We're done?
Do you have anything to say that's useful?
I'm sorry.
No. Actually, before you wrap up, Josh, if you can give us like premise of this movie, I mean, what
we don't know.
G1 here or what?
G1. It's very much based on G1. Oh, whoa! Somebody's ringing. Very much based on G1. Very much.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, so it's a classic.
Apparently, telephone ringing is what shuts people up. Remember that for future, Jeff.
That's all right.
It's happened here many times. My daughter's not here. Have you guys heard my dogs fighting in the background? I mean, come on.
My geekiness, it wasn't actually a telephone. It was my Talkboy FX pen.
Wait, where is what's the Linux people this evening?
Yeah, Josh has never learned how to turn the ringer off on a phone before we start recording.
Well, I have cheap phones. I don't think you can turn them off.
Or Outlook.
Plus,
I think I've heard Outlook once
or
twice in the background, too.
That was Jeff. That was all
that
Jeff.
That is Jeff because they pop up on the One Source podcast.
Hey,
a great find. That's One Source. Check it out. Wednesday nights. Although today, interesting enough, it was done Wednesday, not Wednesday night. And check it out. There's no MVS rants in this one. Check it out. Podcast was 27.
Liar! Liar! Okay, guys, we're not going to degrade to this. We're not going to fight about NVFS.
Oh, come on. We can do Princess Bride quotes. Come on.
Well, I think it's poorly implemented. Well,
you're poorly implemented! What was that?
Okay, maybe this time...
I don't remember that in the Princess Bride.
That was the NVSF argument.
Yeah. He was doing the You Are the Brute Squad. It's just, okay.
Only poorly.
Actually,
okay.
But that was pretty good. I'll take that.
Get back. I'm not losing you. That's what you just said. I'm not even showing me that anymore.
Okay, so anyway.
Random 80s quote. Anybody? Anybody? Come on. Will you play the quote game?
Is this like the retelling of the Transformers origin? I mean, do we get to see the Ark crash on the Earth and, yeah.
That is my understanding,
like that,
but
or?
We don't know. It's possible, Pig. But we don't know for sure.
They stick to that first movie. They got something there.
Yeah, I mean, if they can stick to the origin and, you know, Spike will be there and, you know, because you got to have humans.
Yeah, you do.
I
think we're all in agreement.
I was never really happy with the Witwicky clan.
Well, what's your problem with them? Just because they're dumb construction workers. Sweet, I love them.
Auto mechanics.
They're not dumb. They're blue collar.
Okay, actually, here's what I've heard. The only blurb I've heard about the Transformers movie. Basically, the blurb says, and this is from Michael Bay. He says, okay, so imagine you're a teenage kid and you get a car and you find out it's a robot.
Oh, no.
And I think that's how they're going to lead into it.
I think it's called Isn't Lindsay Lohan already making that movie?
Yeah, I was about to say, is this going to be Herbie 3? I hope not.
I was going
to
say, if it's Bumblebee, I'm going to be disturbed.
Come on, Herbie.
Well, that's how it all starts.
You guys know that it's going to start. Yeah. You know that it's going to start, and we're going to be like, no, no more Herbie. No more Herbie!
Buddy Hackett, my friend.
Unless they have Lindsay Lohan in this, too, in which I'm okay with it.
Lindsay Lohan. Hey, she's talking about maybe doing nudity in a movie.
In
of course,
that
she's as skinny as a rail.
That's just unfortunate.
Jeff has a thing for Lindsay Lohan. I think it's
what?
Sick
she's,
that he
what?
Has
she's
a thing
a redhead.
For her.
She's hot.
Dude, I married
she's
a redhead.
Hot. Okay.
Okay,
okay,
end of episode. Stop! End
I'm
of episode.
I'm so into that I am a redhead.
We can keep talking, guys, but the episode's over.
Jeff Mate, my friend.
Okay, that is for Max. That's going to do it for this episode of Maximum Geek. We're no longer going to inflict this on our listeners.
Over and out.
We will talk to you.